Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening.
Yay,
Steph.
Hey, Will. How are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you. Here we are. We're slowly ploughing through January,
oh,
aren't we?
It's a hard slog, isn't it?
This is a really, really hard slog, January. Roll on February. I'm doing dry January as well, so it's extra tough, I think it's fair to say.
I admire you, but I couldn't do it myself.
So, Steph, tonight it's a recipe that you've brought in. You've been very excited about bringing this one in. And it's one that's got some connection with your family.
Absolutely. Well, my gran, who is Granny Betty, she's 96.
Oh,
she's
Granny still, Betty.
She still lives on her own.
We should get her on the programme one week.
She is a legend, is Granny Betty. But when we were kids, we used to go round to her house and she would make us sausage meat pie. So I went round to my gran's. I was there a couple of days ago and we were talking about this. And all it is the pastry lining into the quiche dish, and then you pop in your sausage meat. And for my gran, she always used some sage. She used dried. I've gone with fresh. And she put raw onion, and I've sautéed my onion off to put through. But and then I've also put some apple in there as well. So it's a very, very simple thing, a bit like a quiche to look at. Nice crisp pastry, lots of sausage meat filling, and then you just bake it off in the oven. About 30-40 minutes, and it's all cooked.
You see, I'm surprised because, you see, all I can think of, and, you know, there's a connection here with the name, obviously. Forgive me, but all I'm thinking about is Coronation Street years ago, Betty's hot pot.
Yeah.
And she'd never give the recipe away. It was hers, and she'd never let the recipe go. So I'm surprised that Granny Betty Moon is letting us broadcast. She's not only just giving it to Steph, but she's actually letting us broadcast. Does she know that we go out on the radio?
Absolutely.
And is she fine for her
she's well up
recipes?
For it. She loves it.
Just remind us, because I'm going to tuck it this. Just give us that one more time of how you do Granny Betty's special sausage pie.
So all it is the pastry we've got in there. We've got the pork sausage meat. We've got some bacon in there. We've popped some sage and onion in there. And we've just mixed that through with some apple. And it's a lovely thing. The pastry is crispy. The whole dish is lovely, simple, easy to cook. And the pastry is sort of exploded. We've got it exploding here all over the desk. But it's an explosive pie, Will.
You can say that again. Sorry. Oh, that pastry is just really, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. And what
it's
do you
nice
think you'd, what do you think you'd serve this with, Steph?
Well, for my gran used to serve it with some either homemade chips or mash and some vegetables. That's how she did it. But you could serve that with baked beans and also you could anything really. Anything.
Well, all I'm going to say is Granny Betty, we salute you. That's a very special pie. God bless Granny Betty, and thank
God
you, Steph
her.
Moon.
Long may she live.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stray FM.